Hello, I'm Joseph Pierce, and please permit me to let you know what's newly posted this week in the inner sanctum of my personal website. Every week I post exclusive content, in fact, and specifically three brand new podcasts. And I also write an essay, which I call The Lady Dell Diary, which is telling my friends in the inner sanctum what I'm up to in terms of my writing, teaching, speaking, traveling, and indeed life at home with my family. So this week's Lady Dell Diary is headlined Home Alone with Leo. Leo is our son. He has special needs. He has Down syndrome and autism. And this particular weekend, wife and daughter went to Nashville to see the world premiere of a new musical written by my friend Michael Kurek, and so I stayed home with Leo. But also we talk about various other things that's happening at home on our property in South Carolina, which we call Lady Dell, which is why this weekly essay is called The Lady Dell Diary. This week's one has a picture of a toad that's nesting, if that's the right word for a toad, in a drainage pipe, and my wife thinks that he's cute, or it's cute, and has photographed it. There's a photograph of me and Leo, I must admit, taken some years ago. He's now 19, looks to be about 5 there, but it's certainly flattering for me. And then the other one is just a nice photograph that Susanna's taken of the blackberries that are ripening very well at the moment, are on the edge of the woods on our property. Then of the three podcasts, every week I do a Home is Where the Hearth is podcast, where I talk about whatever I feel like talking about. And this particular week I began a mini-series, but probably two or three-part discussion of Shakespeare's comedy, Twelfth Night, and the name I've given to it is Comedy's Malevolent Presence. And those of you that know something of Twelfth Night will know that malevolent is a play on words with the character Malvolio, both words of which derive from something which effectively means ill will or wicked will. So I talk about comedy's malevolent presence in Shakespeare's Twelfth Night in the Home is Where the Hearth is podcast. And then we continuing, and actually almost now concluding, our year-long pilgrimage to Rome. Well, when I've been reading and discussing Hilaire Belloc's magnum opus, his wonderful book, The Path to Rome, which charts his pilgrimage to Rome back at the beginning of the 20th century, through northern France, Switzerland, over the Alps into Italy, and eventually arriving at the Eternal City. Well, he's almost there. This week's podcast is entitled Tuscan Musings, because we do indeed listen to Belloc musing on various things and telling a story or two as he trudges southwards through Tuscany. And then the fourth and final new post this week is celebrating the fourth and the faith. You have to give the play on words there. You have to get used to it. In the inner sanctum, I have a penchant for word plays and puns. And this is the Poem of the Week podcast. And every week I read, discuss, normally more than one poem. It really depends on how long the poems are. This week I selected three. And I try to select poems that are vaguely connected to what's happening on the calendar, both the liturgical calendar and also just the secular calendar, the year. So being the 4th of July, I did select a patriotic poem about the United States by an unknown to me American poet. And normally I read poems that I know well, but Joyce Kilmer wrote a wonderful Joyce Kilmer, the great and wonderful American poet, tragically killed during World War I, best known perhaps for his great poem Trees, actually edited an anthology of Catholic poetry, Joyce Kilmore's Anthology of Catholic Poetry, and I discovered this patriotic song, basically about the American flag, about Old Glory, the red, white and blue, etc. Lots of imagery. So that's the first, but then also, in keeping with the broader Catholic understanding of things, this week also sees two significant feast days, St. Elizabeth of Portugal. And so I selected a poem by Ellis Mennell called In Portugal 1912, which was lamenting the socialist, secularist, Marxist regime in power in Portugal And of course, when Alice Meynell wrote that poem about the attack on the church in Portugal, she had no idea that only 5 years in the future would be the miraculous apparition of Fatima and the world-changing event that was. And then the third poem that I've selected this week is, what was it now? Let me think about this. It, that's just a prep. It was a poem connected to the feast of, oh God help me, I'm struggling here. I'm going to have to open it up. Forgive the amateurishness. So the in the sanctum is not this bad. It's just I'm thinking off my head. Oh, Saint Maria Goretti. God, yeah, God help me. Yes, yeah, Saint Maria Goretti is her feast day. I call this also this week. And we publish new poetry in the St. Austin Review, the magazine that I edit. And that includes poetry by a wonderful poet called Philip C. Colin, and a few issues back we had a double page feature of his poetry with color images of the saints upon whom he is writing, called Flores Martyrum, the flowers of martyrdom or martyred flowers or whatever. And it was a beautiful poem to Saint Maria Goretti. So that's what I read as the third of our poems of the week. In addition, there's a 45 part lecture series on Tolkien and Lewis. Available to people in the Inner Sanctum, so and lots of other stuff, blog posts of all sorts. So hundreds and hundreds of things for you to explore if you join the Inner Sanctum. So please do consider joining the Inner Sanctum on my personal website and supporting me and my work and my family. So go to my personal website, jpierce.co, for further details. Many thanks. Thanks for listening. Goodbye and God bless.